might do soon.
I don't want it.
Why have you been in a bad mood today? Huh? Did it? What? What, them?
Yeah.
A pitch pine. This is, I can feel the heat. This is round two.
Put your face on it.
And,
Mel, go put your face on it.
We've had a bit
me,
of...
Me, do me a favour. Put your face on the fire.
Do me a favour.
Why don't you help her get some of that stuff?
Because I haven't got any gloves and I've got no shoes on.
Oh, okay. We've had a bit of drama because, a fire engine turned up outside.
Right.
Someone had dialed 999.
Huh?
But it's obviously, we think it's her next door because they knew exactly where to come. You know, they knew it was this house, but they saw it and it was contained and they said it's fine, but if they get any more complaints, we'll have to put it out till later in the evening. So we've had a bit of drama. Me and Obi were in the kitchen and he said, there's a fire engine outside. I went, oh, you're joking. Fancy someone doing 999 for that. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. London's burning.
I need a right good piss, mate.
You should do that when the fire... We want the fire out. London's burning. London's burning. Fetch the engine. Fetch the engine. Fire, fire. Fire, fire. Pour on water, pour on water. Someone did fetch the engine.
That sounds like a fire engine.
Well, we were in the kitchen. It's a fire engine. Oh, no. Oh, no. Please. He said it stopped right outside. It's quite windy, but on the website it said... We've never done it before, ever. And we don't have barbecues. I mean, we haven't had a barbecue for about 3 years because other people have them and we get all the smoke coming over. I quickly came out and told my sister, the fire brigade here, and she put the lid back on it. So that when they saw it and they said it was fine. We should get the barbecue lit now and get set off some fireworks. Yeah. Hung for a... Yeah. This is the next day, by the way. It's Monday now. I'm just telling me recording, it's Monday now. I didn't even flush the toilet.
I did.
Oh.
I think.
They were talking on the radio this morning about these people that have these... They have these outside log burners.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So, what, you know...
What's the difference?
Exactly.
We have one of those similar, like a log burner.
You can get pottery ones, or you, like, or you can...
Burning something on the other day. It says, outside with my log burner, and it's daytime. Someone put it on Facebook.
And they're not just for getting rid of rubbish, they're for you sit round it when it's cold. Fancy them ringing 999 and saying they're calling them to a fire. They came expecting to put a fire out.
I'm helping.
How much is left to do? Has that big tree, the bush, big bush thing gone?
Yeah.
That was up there on the grass. Yeah, there should be in the cupboard under the sink. Where's Eh-Eh? Has he gone upstairs? Brains.
Huh?
Brains. I actually can't believe that they dialed 999 for this. It's a waste of time and money. If they've got a complaint...
It's not even loose, it's in a container.
It's not even a proper bonfire. It's not a loose one. It's in a metal container with a lid. And it's not left on its own. And it must have been her because they knew exactly where to come. They pulled up outside. They weren't knocking on the door saying, "We hear there's a fire in one of these gardens." So it was someone who actually could see where it was. And that's one of two people, the neighbours either side. But I know who my money's on. I'm going to cook some baked potatoes out here, Jill. That's the sort of cranky thing he used to do. He used to be throwing stuff on it. She'd go, "Be careful, Rob." Oh, it's going now. What's that you just put in?
That dead one was there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She used to be going, "Be careful, Rob." The old girl used to be doing that. He used to say, "Oh, shut up, Jill. I know what I'm doing. You Chathamite. You Lutonite." It's really hot, isn't it? I can feel it from here. Huh? Why couldn't the sun come out today? Because it's bank holiday. Did they drive straight off?
Yeah.
Well, they have, undoubtedly. Oh no, it's not them again, is it?
Probably the police this
time. Oh yeah, it's probably the police.
Oh, you're joking.
Don't muck about.
I'm only joking.
Oh yeah, you are.
Oh.
Yeah, it's in the cat's room. In their cupboard on top of the... No, it's locked. It's on top of their boxes, or it's probably knocked it down. Shut up, Jimmy. Where's Lammy? Smells like what?
It's not like toffee or something burning.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, what do you mean? Staying in. Oh, no, that keeps flying around here for some reason. Oh, fuck. Fuck! Fuck. Cunt. Fucking cunt, you fucking cunt!
Don't worry, he's got Tourette's.
Aye.
And they've let him out for the weekend.
Where?
He hasn't really got Tourette's, but you would think so.
There's nails in that.
In that? Oh, what about that table? Have you got that?
What table?
Out the front. The bit of the table, round thing. Ronan. I bet that incinerator's not all nice and shiny now, is it? I bet is it black? Were? Can you go and get that thing that was on the table? That the Gippos didn't take. Yeah?
Do you think we should put the stuff in bags down the front? Are you going to pay him to take them this week?
Yeah, then you don't
have
to be him when he comes.
Yeah, I am, but the thing is, I want to do the rest of those boxes if we can. I think I'm not going to bother emptying them. I think we just put them in the black sacks, you know what I mean? And put the cardboard out for the normal dustman. Does that table?
Maybe we might as well not bother burning that. I just put that aside.
No, it's nothing.
Because it's wet anyway.
What about the table?
The table.
There's a wooden bit to the table. It's out the front.
Oh.
Only. Oh, that's really sparking.
Oh, crazy pattern. Oh, they've got my butt.
It's not coming out, is it? No. Oh. I don't know. It's hard to open. Get Ra to have a look at it.
What?
The gate. I can never open it. It's hard. It's... There's a bolt and then there's a bit that you push up, like a little... I can't explain it. Like a hook thing. You got it? That'll need breaking up, won't it? Don't leave that door open.
No.
Because she's trying to open the side gate. Does that need breaking up?
I'm putting these patches around here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The gippos would take them. They would have taken them.
What?
My crutches, because they're metal. Yeah,
stick them out there. They might take them.
I never used them. I broke my bloody foot and I couldn't use them. Have you got to break that table thing up?
Yeah.
Is it easy?
No.
Brains could probably do it, but...
It's
probably... Cause it's wet. It's wet. I hope it doesn't...
Put that in last.
Yeah, because you don't want to put the fire out too soon.
And that soil at the top... There's a bit of soil at the top that can go in last time there.
Have you still got stuff there to burn? Oh, you found it.
Yeah.
I thought it was round there.
There's a pin all round here.
Yeah, I think
right down there.
It's probably the foxes. Because they smelt of it all round my front door the other day. And I heard them rooting in the recycling boxes and taking stuff out. Try and keep away from that fire. What was that?
What?
Did he throw something?
No, Liam right hit the tip of the
Oh. Is it going out?
No.
Oh.
Can you not see that flame come out?
Huh?
Can you not see the flame?
No.
At all.
No. I might be able to in the dark, but it depends. Some days I could and some days I can't. In my dream I could.
Hey?
In the dream I had I could.
What's in? Oh yeah.
See the flames.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, and then they really did turn up. What is he barking?
Like
they're both barking. Right, can you see if there's anyone there? They are barking like there's someone there.
Someone there?
They're a couple of old fools, aren't they?
I don't know what they're barking at.
They're simple. They can't hear you. He can't hear you that well. Did you get the gate open?
No, I haven't got it. What are you doing with that chair as well?
What chair?
The one with three legs.
Oh, I thought that had gone.
No.
Oh, well, that can go out.
What, are we going to put that? Give that to the parkies as
well? Well, I thought they'd already taken it. Why didn't that go out last time?
Because it was around the side with all the bags there.
Oh, we'll put it out there and if whoever gets it first, Kane can take it or... I expect the leg went, didn't it?
Yeah,
now. Well. So up yours, girl. Yeah. Up yours, you know.
Hey?
Next door.
What?
Up yours. Hey? Up yours. Oh, yeah. There's a spider. Oh, God. Dear. Oh, I can smell it, yeah.
Can you smell
it? Yeah.
What is it?
Spider down its massive body.
Ooh.
It's all gone down there now, Mum.
Huh?
There's nothing left down there to.
Well, just gonna put that in. That little bit there,
because
damn, once that's
burnt,
right?
And
I'll
see
it's gone.
Finito.
Finito.
Thanks, love.
Well, what did we need him for? I said, what did we need him for?
He'll just make more of a mess.
He probably would. He'd be drinking, just like the old bloke.
Yeah.
And getting more and more cranky with it. Huh?
Catch a light in it, it's smouldering a bit. You need to grass it down.
I know.
Not where I've done this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know, it might have been. There's a table going in now. Huh? Oh, God.
Are we putting these bags around the side, around the front then?
Right. See the side bags out.
Are we putting the bags around the front?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you want to do it today or leave it a couple of days.
We might as well do it today.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right, do it today.
What about that big long piece of wood? Because it's got nails in it.
Don't burn that.
I know, but what if they injure themselves?
Just tell them. They wear gloves.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
What? The dustman? Yeah, canes and pricks of needles and everything.
They have to have so many injections.
Yeah, to go for one. You could have had anything.
No, it's probably hepatitis that it is.
Well, if you had gloves on, or...
Oh, probably tetanus as well, and hepatitis.
You get all the, they have to go to crackheads' houses and shit like that.
Oh, lovely. They're meant to get collected by special...
Yeah, they are.
So I think they were just thrown in the rubbish.
And they had a go at me for putting an empty syringe packet in my recycling. And they left it... They left it at the bottom, and then the waste manager turned up and said, I hear you've been putting syringes in your waste bin. And I said, I beg your pardon. I went and showed him. I said, look, this is what it was. It's the shape of the syringe. It was nothing, you know, there was no syringe in it.
Bullets.
I said, I've got a sharps bin, and it's picked up by the people who deliver my injections. When they used to bring the next lot of injections, I'll give them the old bin and they'll give me a new one. I wouldn't dream of putting anything like that in the bin. Huh? Well, they wouldn't. They didn't come that quick. Well, I don't know when she rang them, but, you know, they didn't come that quick when we had our fire. They took ages. And the fire station's only down the road.
Avalon Road.
Avalon Road, yeah. And they should have told us not to come back inside, and they didn't.
Yeah, I know. That's terrible. Really.
And they were supposed to call an ambulance, and they didn't.
Terrible.
The police had to do all that. She's probably never forgiven us since we put soot in her house. Did you get the gate open yet? What? She's sweeping around there. Thanks. Have the bags gone out?
Yeah.
Oh, they got the gate open then. Yeah. Have you locked the gate, were?
No, they're sweeping shit out there.
All right. All right. Don't forget to lock it, though. I don't want anyone coming in here again. Because if they came in again, the first thing they'd take is Niall's run and the incinerator. They'd be gone. If they left that gate open and, you know, like the you-know-whos came in, that'd be gone, yeah?
What are you doing about that dog bin outside?
What dog bin?
There was a bin that was used for dog food. I'm going to put it out the front.
Put it out the front. I don't use it anymore. I've got no room for it anyway. Thank you. Has the table gone in yet? Have you still got some of those paraffin cubes? Actually, a bit cold.
You done there?
Oh. What are you barking at? Stop it. Stop. Stop. Stop it. Well, folks, I've got a bit cold out there, so I've come in. So, my hair absolutely stinks of smoke. It's not an unpleasant smell, really, but I don't rather have it in my hair. Yes, I've come in for a little while because I was a bit cold out there. So that's the drama of the bonfire. The old bitch next door. She who shall not be named. Because if I call her a name, it's going to be something really rude. Called the fire brigade. And said there's a fire. 999. Can you believe it? She can look out her window and see that it's not a fire. It's a controlled burning session. It's not a fire that's out. She made it sound like it's a fire that's out of control. It's in an incinerator, and when they saw it, we had the lid on it. Because my sister quickly put it on when I went and told her the fire brigade's outside. They were already at the door. She puts an arm around Rodney's shoulder, and they walk off. And they could see it from there anyway. So there we go. Later in the yellow van, exhaust tubes belching out. Can I ask you a question?